pickets and a mm-hmm. rail mm-hmm. so that you went up the steps that you wouldn't mm-hmm. walk over, fall
Would
over.
You say balcony for a second floor porch?
Yes, it would be.
Then would you have an older name maybe for a porch, perhaps one that went all the way around the house?
I'd love to have one. It was very, very common for houses to have the balconies that ran all the way around, and they were so useful. Veranda is another mm-hmm. name for porch.
Mm-hmm. And is that the kind that goes all the way around?
Well, I've heard them called both. Of course, the old Southern term is just strictly porches.
Yeah, that's right. Certainly a porch in my house, and that's all it's ever been. Did you ever see a house that was just three rooms straight in a row?
There were a great many duplex houses built at one time
had
one common wall.
I don't think this is quite the same. It's a separate house, but you can open the front door and the back door and look straight through the house, and it's just three rooms.
I may have. I don't recall.
Would you know the term shotgun house or gunshot house?
I've heard the term, but that doesn't register
doesn't,
very well.
Okay.
With
well, did you ever see a house that it was just really two rooms, one on each side, and then an open hallway down the middle, covered over?
I have been in many, many small homes in the country. A great many of the blacks that worked for us mm-hmm. had very small houses.
Yes, be this time, I'm sure.
Something that was interesting that I never knew before, that there was very little insulation, if any, in those houses, and mm-hmm. they would paper the walls or paste the walls with old newspapers to keep the cold air from
uh-huh.
coming through.
Did that work?
Oh, yes.
Mm. Well, you wouldn't have a name, though, for this kind of house. Dog trot house is what it's sometimes called.
Well, we used to refer to all of the small houses around the sawmills as shanties.
Is that a particular style of house, or is it just any small house?
It was just... most of them were built just alike, mm-hmm. one or two bedrooms, combination living, mm-hmm. dining room, mm-hmm. Kitchen all together.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a house that had a long entry hall and then just one room at a 90-degree angle to it?
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Okay. Other than the shanty, are there any other names for very small houses?
I can't think of any. Doesn't come to me right now.
Okay. And, let's see, you've already mentioned row houses, then we've probably used this word, too. What would you call the multi-unit dwellings? Several families live in the same building.
Something that goes way, way back in my memory, that people would rent a flat.
Now, what does that mean?
That meant that it was a two-story house.
Yes.
And probably four apartments. And you would rent upstairs on the right or upstairs mm-hmm. on the left, and it would be referred to as a flat.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you would just have one portion of it.
Mm-hmm. And today, what would you probably call it?
It would be an apartment.
Okay. And then what is a modern term for an apartment which is owned by the tenants? And they
condominiums.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that called condo?
Don't think I have.
I don't think I have either, actually. Okay, would you have a name for an apartment that occupies an entire level of a building? You said the flat, there would be two on each level.
Oh, I'm sure that a great many houses that you would occupy the entire first floor, or the second floor, or third floor, and I guess the word flat would apply.
All right.
I haven't heard that word in many, many years.
And in an apartment complex, what would you call the man who does minor repairs?
The super, or the maintenance man.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call the man who perhaps collects the rent and shows vacant apartments?
The tenant.